This is Bob. Love you, Static Shrimp. And that would be Mick, Miles, Bianca, Jagger title over there.
Pleased to meet you.
Hey, Miles, how's it going?
It's going real good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm trying.
Yeah. To get an erection or...
Not at the moment, thank you.
I hope not, because you're talking to me, and, you know.
Yeah, I know. The ultimate birth control here.
Yeah.
We have a lot of priests come to the site just to hear the sound of your voice to get their woodies to go down. Oh, it's Miles. If I listen to this for like 20 minutes, I won't be able to have any kind of horny thoughts for at least 2 days.
Yeah. What was I know? I look like Brad Pitt, though.
Archdiocese all over the place are thanking us.
They don't know that I'm a Brad Pitt lookalike.
Yeah, I think there's like one hair on your arm somewhere. It looks like Brad Pitt's hair on his arm. Your vaccination, you know?
Yeah.
Looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Except yours is a little bit stretched out. And,
actually, I have a vaccination mark.
You do?
It's in the shape of a heart. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why would that be?
I don't know. I'll show it to you sometime.
Okay. I don't know if I want to see this.
I'll show you every scar I have.
No, it's all right. I keep seeing the one on your stomach every time I visit.
So. I'll show you the circumcision one next.
Yeah, okay.
All
right. Ugh, man.
So?
My neck hurts.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking about, you know, all these seminary students stopping what they're doing whenever they surf to our site from all the porn they've been looking at. And
yeah.
Trying to calm down, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So your neck hurts.
So what's going on in your world, huh?
I had a little incident last week.
It wasn't the pleasuring yourself, was it?
No, it was not. It was not.
Because when you called up, Miles called me tonight, and he had this whole, sounded like he was pleasuring himself on the phone, and I was sitting there trying to, you know, talk about, how are your kids doing? How's your wife doing? And he's like,
I was sick.
That is sick.
Yeah.
You believe me.
I think I know why I'm sick, though.
Why are you sick?
I was getting ready to leave the house the other morning. I was getting my two kids ready to go.
Yeah.
And my youngest boy had a shitty diaper.
Oh, boy.
So, of course, I had to change it. And we were rather late, you know, so I was doing it as fast as I could. Right?
Which is totally contrary to your normal thing, which would be just to take them into daycare and have them change it.
Yeah, basically. I didn't have time to change the shitty diaper, so here you go.
Here you go. It's
here you
shitty.
Go. You're on the clock now. Right?
Hey, what am I paying you to do? Look at my kid while he's sitting in a shitty diaper?
Come on. It's cool, honey.
Let's have a little care. Let's have a little baby care.
Yeah.
So you changed the diaper because he wasn't in the car yet.
Yeah.
Like your cutoff point is when you get him in the car seat, you don't have to change any more diapers.
Go!
Hold on, son. Please don't poop till we get in the car.
Too late.
Because once you're in that seat, it's off my back.
Yeah.
I can't handle one more thing.
Yeah.
Hold those cheeks together, boy. Hold them together. But Dad,
it wasn't quite that bad. No, the damage had been done.
No, he already unleashed his fury.
Yeah.
Probably about 2 or 3 hours before, actually. He just finally got around to it.
Oh, it was the day before, yeah.
Oh,
so sleep in it. You know. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Miles Jr., go get me the paint scraper. This has been on here for a while.
It's like Spanish plaster, Jesus.
I feel like Michelangelo. Give me that hammer and chisel.
I do the world's quickest job of changing this kid. We all take off.
Which is basically what? Like,
what?
Stick him in the sink or what?
No, I mean, I wiped him up real well.
Oh, good.
Got going. I dropped off the kids.
Did you put a new diaper on?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to work, and I'm looking in. For whatever reason, I looked at my fingers as I was driving. And I realized I might have had some butt mud on one of my fingers, surrounding my fingernail.
Oh, my goodness.
So I sniffed my finger.
So was it yours or was
it was
his?
Not mine. No, I did not recognize the scent.
Who knows? I mean, you're more than likely to scratch your butt, and you're more than likely to put your hand down your pants to scratch your butt.
That's true, but I was pretty certain where this had come from. Which I was totally disgusted because I had about another 5 or 10 minutes to get to work.
So you're like staring at it while you're driving?
Yes, because I just sniffed it too.
At the stoplight, everybody's looking at you like, what the hell's that guy doing? Sniffing his fingernail.
Yeah. So, luckily, I made it to work.
Without having to shake anybody's hand or what?
No, I immediately ran to the bathroom.
That's just a normal morning. Nobody thought anything different.
No one thought anything, really. And they got a new soap dispenser on the counter.
Uh-huh.
It's like the John Holmes soap dispenser.
Okay.
Because I go to, like, to hit the top of this thing to get soap, and this thing shoots out soap, like, it shoots, like, 3 feet across the room.
Oh,
it's like, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Man.
They evidently are trying to accommodate your special needs in the workplace.
Yeah.